To the east of the large trench lies the final neighborhood of the Els Estinclel settlement, the Northern District. It is composed of five tiny houses, numbers 20 through 24, all of them single-room structures with an uncertain, yet intriguing, function. Despite their humble nature, these constructions have reached us in an exceptional state of preservation. The land here remained largely uncultivated, altered only by a few olive tree planting holes from trees uprooted just over 20 years ago. The structures lie just beneath a thin layer of topsoil, followed by a level of collapsed stones and adobe, and a floor made of gravel or natural clay, cut and leveled to adapt to the terrain. Each house covers a modest area of between 10 and 12 square meters. The interior space is remarkably austere. House 20 preserves little more than its facade and part of the partition wall shared with House 21. The latter, at 13.2 square meters, features a circular structure 70 centimeters in diameter at the back of the room, much like the interior pillars found in our more complex dwellings, Houses 1 and 3. House 22, at 13 square meters, has a single hearth located very close to the entrance. House 23, with 8.5 square meters, is striking with three hearths arranged in a triangle at the center of the space. And House 24, the smallest at only 6 square meters, contains a pit situated near the entrance. These simple houses, without large structures or signs of a second floor, speak to us of a discreet, perhaps fleeting, daily life. They are spaces that preserve the silence of lost activities, but which, in their simplicity, bring us closer to the most intimate reality of the inhabitants of Els Estinclels.